The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, O you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Now it's time to listen to a short speech by Sayyid Muhammad Rizvi.
It's a topic by itself when we talk about who was Hussein, what was the message that we derive from remembering the tragedy of Karbala. But when we look at this issue, we realize that, you know, it's difficult to summarize everything in half an hour or 40 minutes. But what I've done is I basically looked at two very specific sayings from the Prophet of Islam, which is unanimously accepted by both groups of Islam. Because when we talk about Hussein ibn Ali, he is not only the grandson of Rasulullah. That is the family relationship, which is very significant in its own sense. But we have to realize that this relationship between Rasulullah and Hussein has a very strong religious basis also. And this is where we have to, there are ayat of Quran where we talk about this issue, there are hadith we can discuss. But just two hadiths today and the implication and the depth of that. The first one is the status of Hussein ibn Ali in this dunya. In the words of Rasulullah, there is a very famous hadith which you have been hearing from your childhood, where the Prophet says, Husaynun minni wa ana min Hussein. That Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. As far as the authenticity is concerned or the sources, very quickly, it is there besides our own books in Sunan Ibn Majah, Sunan al-Tirmidhi, Musnad Ahmad bin Hanbal, especially in Adabul Mufrad of Bukhari, as well as Al-Mustadrak al-Sahihain by Hakim Nishapuri. Who actually, after recording this hadith, he says, "هذا حديث صحيح صحيح الأسناد ولم يخرجاه." He says, "You know, this is a hadith which is sahih as far as the narration chain of narration is concerned, although Imam Bukhari and Imam Muslim did not include that in the collection." Now, the first part of this hadith is very simple to understand when the Prophet says, Husaynun minni. This is where we see it is, you don't need to have any, reflection about it. Hussein, as far as the relationship goes, he is the grandson of Rasulullah. And the Prophet is the grandfather. So we are talking about this, family relationship of the grandson with the grandfather. But it is the latter part which actually needs reflection. Wa ana min Hussein. When Rasulullah says, I am from Hussein, what does it mean? It forces us actually to look at this relationship not on the basis of the family ties, not the lineage here. We are talking about, the spiritual and the religious connection between Hussein and Rasulullah. The only way to explain the latter part of the hadith of Rasul when he says, wa ana min Hussein, is to say that, the religion of Islam came through Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the survival of that faith and that religion depends on the sacrifice of Hussein. And we can go into more elaboration on this issue. You see, one of the fundamental issues facing the Muslims at that time was the relationship between the ruler on one hand and the Quran and the Sunnah on the other hand. Are they on the par, same level? Does the Khalifa and the ruler override the Quran and the Sunnah? Or is the ruler and the Khalifa under the Quran and the Sunnah? That relationship is very significant. When we look at the situation of Hussein ibn Ali, you know, at that time, you know, when the time came for Yazid to become, to come into power, Yazid's character is well known. And I don't want to go into details here. Yazid's Khilafat is basically based on the pledge of allegiance taken during the last years of his father Muawiyah. And so basically he came to power with this, you know, gift from his father, where the Ummah willingly or unwillingly pledged allegiance to Yazid as the successor of Muawiyah. But there were three individuals who refused to pledge allegiance at that time. And the very first step that Yazid bin Muawiyah takes was the issue of, you know, insisting on them to do bayhat. And among the three, Abdullah bin Zubayr, Abdullah bin Umar, and Imam Hussein bin Ali. In the eyes of Yazid, the position of Hussein ibn Ali was the most significant one. Why insist that Hussein pledge allegiance to him? Why was Yazid, you know, insisting on this issue? This is where we have to realize, you know, from the worldly point of view, you know, Yazid already had 99.9% of the bay'at and allegiance of the Ummah as a gift from his father. Okay, so the bay'at is already there. You know, in our modern days, in democracy, if the president of the U.S. gets 51% vote, he's happy. This was 99.9% of the bay'at is there in the bag of Yazid. You know, why then insist that Hussein ibn Ali must do bay'at? This is where you have to realize that sometimes, you know, you need a person like Yazid to understand the greatness of Hussein ibn Ali. Yazid himself knew, I have this bay'at and the pledge of allegiance from 99.9% of the Ummah. But if I don't have that 0.01% Bay'at of Hussein ibn Ali, there is no meaning on that other side of the scale. Why? Because Hussein is someone whom the Prophet said, "Wa ana min Hussein." Hussein ibn Ali at that time basically represented Rasulullah. He was not a Rasul, nor a Nabi, no, nobody believes in that way. But he was there, representing Rasulullah, and Yazid realized if he wants any legitimacy to his role and his rule, he needs that allegiance from Hussein ibn Ali, whom the Prophet said, Husseinun minni wa ana min Hussein.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karim Adi Alim Halim Hakim Matin.
قيوم رؤوف وصل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.